You're listening to Midwest Vegan Radio.
We're sharing all our secrets.
We're sharing all of our secrets just for you special listeners.
With your hosts, Dallas.
That sounds so good.
And Ryan.
Pass the noosh.
All right. We're back.
We're back. It's Midwest Vegan Radio, episode 5.
Foomf.
Foomf.
That's 5 in German. Oh. It's my favorite word in German.
Foomf. Okay. Okay, I'm going to say sink.
Okay.
Then I'll say in French.
Okay.
Elliot, do you have anything?
No.
No.
Okay.
Cinco.
Boom. I speak German.
Okay. Yep. So I'm Ryan.
I'm Dallas.
Elliot's over there.
Hi.
And today we're going to be talking about vegan meetups.
Yay!
Yeah, because they're so much fun. So there's this website called meetup.com.
There is, as a matter of fact, a website called meetup.com.
Yes. So you can find it on the internet.
The thing called the internets.
But basically what meetup.com is it's a place where people can go to find other people that they want to meet up with who have similar, similar interests, or I guess it would be interests is pretty vague.
That's
broad.
That sums it up.
So people who just want to get together and talk about something in common or do something in common. So it can be really anything from a vegan meetup, people who are interested in veganism, to like a single mom group, to a Dungeons and Dragons thing, to we want to practice French, to
Everything. There are as many meetups as there are interesting.
Tons of
interest.
All kinds. Atheist meetups.
Sure.
Yeah. So, it's fun. You should go check it out. But we're going to talk about vegan meetups because there are a ton of them, and there are a bunch of them in the Midwest, and we have a really active vegan meetup in Minneapolis, which is where Ryan and I are talking to you from.
Yes.
And so the idea is to get you checking it out, seeing if you have a vegan meetup in your area and joining. And if you don't, maybe considering starting one, because chances are there's somebody else in your region who is also interested in veganism, and they may just be waiting to find you.
Mm-hmm.
Because community is really important when you're vegan.
It is.
Since we're such a minority in the world, and it can be wonderful to know other people who are interested in the same things you are, or who think the same way you do, or you can, you know, pal around with, I guess.
Yeah.
So first off, I guess in terms of vegan meetups, the kinds of things that we do, if you're curious about it. I mean, I don't know what other groups do. I didn't do my research in that regard. But we do a ton of things here. And really, it's just you can use your imagination and let it take you wherever you want to and as much time as you have available to give to it. I'm the organizer for Minneapolis Vegan Meetup. And
you do everything in the world. You're like, you're the this for this, you're the this for this. You're like, Dallas for president.
No.
Dallas for vegan president, I say.
Cool. Thanks. But right now, I'm just talking about being the organizer for Vegan Meetup Minneapolis, which is really not just Minneapolis. It's really, like, people come to our meetup from all over the metro area, maybe even in Wisconsin.
They do.
Well.
We had someone show up to something recently from Wisconsin.
Yeah. So essentially, if you're looking for a vegan meetup in your area, maybe just kind of type in the largest metro area to you. You know, play around with it, because if you don't have, you know, your particular suburb, there may not be a specific vegan meetup for that, but maybe in your region.
Right.
But the kinds of things that we do, we've done cooking classes, a bunch of them, potlucks, of course.
Makeup stuff?
Yeah, like spa nights.
Yep, like, and pick your, you know, like,
pick your palette.
Yep.
And we've had somebody come and talk with us about cruelty-free bath and body care and cosmetics, learning about that.
Yep, vegan drinks, which is always awesome. And the last time we did vegan drinks, we had trivia, which was
courtesy
wicked awesome.
Yes, it was so much fun.
I think it was super fun.
Yeah, so vegan drinks is great, and that's another thing on its own, too. You can also check out vegandrinks.com and see if you have a vegan drinks in your area. But we kind of mashed it up with vegan meetup here. Tons of dine-outs.
Yeah, which, lots and lots of dine-outs.
You want to talk about what a dine-out is?
A dine-out is going out to eat. Ta-da!
You are dining
out. Like, not in your home.
Yes.
The last one I participated in was Pizza Luce.
That was for Vegan Pizza Day.
It was Worldwide Vegan Pizza Day.
Yeah,
Worldwide. Which was awesome. But I know. Also, a meetup was made out of it. We had a really, really good turnout. A lot of people showed up, and we had a ton of fun, and we had lots of vegan pizza. But we do those at lots of different restaurants.
Yep, we do. We've got one coming up at Camdi, and that's really exciting because they have vegan wontons there. Vegan cream cheese wontons.
You don't care about that. I do. Well, let's be honest here. Let's be honest to our radio friends and not BS our radio friends.
Okay.
I think it's awesome that Camdi makes vegan cream cheese wontons. Dallas doesn't think they're great. I also don't think they're great. I think what's great about them is the novelty of ordering cream cheese wontons in a restaurant.
It's true.
Are they the most amazing cream cheese wontons you've ever had? No. Could you make better vegan cream cheese wontons at home? Probably. But $6, vegan cream cheese wontons, you're ordering them in public, it's the novelty of being able to order them.
I agree, it's cool.
It's
and
awesome.
I think people should order them and make up their own minds about it.
Camdi, though, has a whole vegan menu. They have a whole menu of vegan stuff, and the majority of their food is amazing.
Yeah.
So, you know, cream cheese wontons aside, you know, their food is good.
It's going to be good, yes.
Yeah.
So we do dine-outs at least once a month, maybe twice a month. And in terms of picking a spot for a dine-out, for a group activity, we kind of go back and forth between places that are obviously vegan-friendly and also places that are not necessarily vegan friendly, but I like, of course, being the activist that I just cannot turn off my activism. I'm like, hey, I have a bunch of vegans who can go out to eat someplace. I'm going to pick somewhere that doesn't necessarily cater to vegans, and I'm going to make them cater to vegans. And so
I love that idea.
So I give them a call and I say, hey, I've got like 15 people that are coming to your place, but we're all vegan, so figure it out, people. And it's really fun.
You better make something
to make them do that. Yeah, and so it gets in my mind, it gets those restaurants thinking about how to do vegan food and also letting them know that there is actually, in fact, a market for vegan food. So, so that's something that we do too, which has been fun. And it's also a place that's a good opportunity to advertise things that may be happening through local animal rights groups, like our bake sales we toss up on Vegan Meetup.
Mm-hmm.
And just to let people know, because sometimes you have to cap how many people can show up to each event, usually, because you can't just have an unlimited amount of people show up to a dine out.
Like, right.
You need to make a reservation, usually not able to do more than like 15 or 20 people. So a thing like a bake sale is great because it doesn't matter how many people come. In fact, the more the merrier, so that's good. We've also done things that are not necessarily vegan specific, but it's just nice to get together and do things like meet up at a coffee shop and play board games or card games.
There was a music thing?
You went to
see a band or something?
We went to see live music. We've done a clothing swap.
The clothing swap, yeah.
Which was really fun.
That was fun. You should see the shirt I have of yours.
I know.
You've seen it on me, haven't you?
I have seen it on you.
It's Buddha Kitty.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yep. And I'm happy that it went to you. And, I basically took all of our friend Melissa's clothes, which is great. Also there have been kind of some niche groups that have gotten together from Vegan Meetup. Like there's a whole group of people who have started diabetes discussions.
Mm-hmm.
So veganism and diabetes.
Yep.
One of our members just said, hey, I want to connect with other people who want to learn about this or talk about it. And so I scheduled it and just, you know, they took it on
people
themselves.
People showed up.
And there were lots of people that showed up, and it's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have kind of little even, I don't know, like spin-offs within your vegan meetup.
You know what? I want to talk about that a little bit too, because I think that when we're talking about being vegan and having these social events and meeting people that are interested in similar things, being interested in veganism isn't necessarily enough to maintain a friendship.
No.
You've got to be interested in other things too. But some cool things that have come of this, like I can think of three people in particular who have met kind of sort of through a way of meetups that have become very good friends that are all interested in running, and you three know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they kind of found out through particular vegan meetups and going to those that they had this major thing in common, and they're now very good friends.
And they go and train together.
Yep.
And they do races together and stuff, which
yep.
is awesome.
And you know who you are. But definitely meeting people that have more than just vegan in common, but that's a super important thing to have in common.
Yeah.
And then going from there.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that is way cool. We've also done things like we did our own vegan holiday cookie exchange.
Oh yeah, we did.
It was so much fun.
I didn't do it, but I was on my honeymoon in New Orleans.
That is
pretty cool. I apologize.
I actually didn't do it either.
It was really sad, though. Are you talking about the thing at Melissa Swanson's?
Oh, no. I'm talking about the vegan meetup one. That was something.
Oh, that was an unofficial meetup. These things spring up just without even trying.
No, the vegan cookie exchange one is where we set it out, and it was at Ethique Nouveau, and people came, and I don't know. I mean, you just brought a ton of cookies and traded them out with other people. I mean, it's like a standard holiday cookie thing, except everybody was vegan.
Where the heck was I?
I don't know. Maybe you were also gone. They were right by each other. But yeah, I had a problem because I went and got... I was making spritz cookies, I think they're called, and I was going to do something really fancy with this whole contraption that you, like, shoot shapes of cookie dough out onto the... And it just totally didn't work. And there was something going on with my husband's haircut appointment that got pushed back. And anyway, I ended up showing up without any cookies, and it was a bummer, but...
Life is tough.
But it was still a really good time, so that was all right. So the holiday cookie exchange was fun, and what we've done, cancer project classes as well.
Cancer project was very interesting.
So, you know, where somebody else who, from the Cancer Project, which is a spinoff from Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, PCRM, has this cancer project wing. And so their instructor approached us and asked if they could advertise their, you know, classes through Meetup. And that was great.
They actually came to the Animal Rights Coalition and did the Cancer Project, which is 4 classes. They talk about nutrition, health. They do a cooking demo. You get to eat stuff. And I made it to one of the classes. And I feel like such a damn know-it-all. I feel like there's always, you know, I feel like I know so much already, and I'm so surprised every time I learn something new, and I couldn't believe that I actually learned a whole bunch of new stuff about nutrition from this class.
So
from
I do
one
everything.
Of the 4 classes, I learned so much.
I do everything, and you know everything.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Yep.
What else? We've done Waffle Party.
Waffle Party's so fun. We got one of those coming
up.
Yeah,
the second annual is coming up.
I should say the Animal Rights Coalition.
Right. And Waffle Party also, by the way, that is a huge thing too. So you
kind of like the Worldwide Vegan Bake Sale.
Yeah.
It's like a worldwide or vegan waffle party, isn't
it?
Yeah,
it's something like that.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, just type in vegan waffle party on Google and maybe there's a waffle party in your neighborhood coming up. So that is happening the end of May. So it's our second annual here.
And you should know, my waffle maker makes cows and ducks. It makes waffles in the shape of cows and ducks. So you better come or else.
Yeah. Or, yeah, if you can challenge, if you think you have a better waffle maker, like, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
But we need proof. You can't just send an email and say, ooh, mine makes unicorns and rainbows.
Oh my gosh. That is a waffle maker. If you want to trade me for a waffle maker that makes
cows and ducks,
unicorns and rainbows, I will trade you for cows and ducks. I want, oh my gosh. Can someone make that? Can someone make that for me?
I don't know. I don't know.
Do we have any metal workers out there that can make waffle makers?
I bet
maker
that there's
plates?
A Hello Kitty waffle maker out there somewhere.
I don't want Hello Kitty. I want unicorns and rainbows.
Okay. I don't know. Okay. You guys all know what to get Ryan for her next birthday.
January 29th, yeah. Just to put that out there.
So, vegan meetup. It's awesome. Go check it out. I will list off a ton because I'm proud that I did my research here. So you don't have to do
a
ton
of
research.
Is this kind of like upcoming events at the same time?
This is kind of, well, kind of, but so here are the places that I found. Now, these may not all be exclusively vegan. They may be animal rights related, vegetarian related, or something else, because that's the way that the website sorted for me, but
we can only speak for ourselves.
We can only speak, and ours is awesome. But there are also meetups that you may be interested in: Kalamazoo, Michigan; Chicago; Minneapolis; Columbus, Ohio; Royal Oak, Michigan; Ann Arbor, Michigan; Kansas City; St. Louis; Milwaukee; Detroit; Cincinnati; Allentown, Wisconsin, Moorhead, Minnesota, Palatine, Illinois, Akron, Ohio, Eden Prairie, Minnesota.
What?
I think that's a raw food thing. I know. Well, that's a suburb of
Minneapolis. I bet Jason's involved in that.
Omaha, Nebraska, St. Charles, Missouri, Downers Grove. What a kind of bummer name.
That's our friend Tiff, our good friend Tiff, who won actually a Whole Foods gift card from us, is from that area. I know, and when I sent her the gift card, I was like, Downers Grove, that's got to be related to, like, Downer cows. It kind of made me depressed.
Oh, no.
I was like, what is this about?
Downers Grove. Well, yeah. At least they've got a meetup. That's good. Dayton,
Tiff, write to us and tell us what that is, because we're a little scared for you.
Yeah. Dayton, Ohio. Ferndale, Michigan. Lansing, Michigan. How do you say this? Palos Hills.
Yeah, probably.
Palos Hills, Illinois. Clarkston, Michigan. Birmingham, Michigan. Norman, Oklahoma. Rockford, Illinois. Racine, Wisconsin. Madison, Wisconsin. Springfield, Missouri. What's this?
Urbana.
Urbana, Illinois.
Joliet?
Or Joliet.
Joliet, Illinois.
If you're from the Midwest, Joliet, Illinois, and Peoria, Illinois. So those are all the places that I could find that have meetups that may be of interest to people who listen to this podcast. And if you didn't hear your town or a place, you know, if you're not near any of those, then just go on and consider signing up and creating your own. Honestly,
could have one in your house with like six other people.
Yeah, except, well, the thing is that through Meetup, they do charge. They charge fees in order to register. It's like $12 a month or something.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying,
you don't even have to do it through Meetup.
You don't
you could
have,
just
it's
have
true.
One.
You could have one. It's just called a party then, I guess.
Or just make some vegan waffles in your home all by yourself. Well, that's fun. Was that sad? Did that sound sad?
That doesn't sound good. I think that's not really what the spirit of the vegan waffle party is about, but it still sounds yummy.
Fine. So, don't do that. Apparently Dallas doesn't want you to do that.
Well, you can...
You've got to go somewhere. It's not official.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is Vegan Meetup charges money in order to actually use their service. So in our meetup, we ask for people to make donations for each event in order to help defray the costs of that.
$1 or $2.
Yeah. So I ask for $1 or $2 per event. And
if you can.
And that works out pretty well. We've got about 350 people in our meetup. Definitely not all of them are active, but it's pretty surprising. I mean, there are a lot of people out there who are interested in veganism, mm-hmm. a lot. And the other thing, too, that I thought was interesting is that I thought that everybody who is signing up would already be vegan, and that's really not the case. There's a lot. So I was making all of these events that were essentially just social, and then I realized, oh, my gosh, I found out at these events that not everybody there was vegan. There were just a lot of people who are curious about veganism. So then I started
doing...
Want to
see who all the freaks are? No?
what are these people all about? So then now we do about half and half. We do about half social and half educational. So that's where I do vegan grocery shopping tours. And we've got the Help I'm Going Vegan workshops and, you know, the Cancer Project stuff, all of that. So... we do have a lot of educational kinds of meetups and then also do things that don't really, you know, you just want to hang out with some other vegans, come to the clothing swap or cookie exchange or something.
I wish that I could go grocery shopping with you at a grocery shopping tour. I bet it'd be fun.
Yeah.
Because the few times I've been actually grocery shopping with you, you just like walk away from me, which is fine because usually I'm on the phone, but I'm, I'm like talking to somebody. I'm like, where did Dallas go? I don't know.
I'm looking for vegan croutons. Which are actually not very easy for me to find. But
so then you call me at home. But when we're together,
yeah,
you ditch me for the vegan deli section.
I don't know. Yeah,
it's kind of sad.
I love shopping. I just love it. So okay, so that's vegan meetup, and so think about it.
Do it. Show up. Start
okay.
One.
Yep. All right, which is perfect because that brings us into
awkward transition.
I was going into a different transition. But anyway, so let's talk about a product.
Oh, yeah. Do let's.
Okay. Woohoo. Can you hear that? Yay. That is a wonderful... Okay, I think they get it.
Okay.
So, one thing, I love it. Do you like this?
I love that stuff.
Yeah, this is awesome. This is, we're talking about Liahi Gardens. Whoa. Liahi Gardens. I couldn't even see that Gardens.
I didn't ever know that that was there.
Blast. But anyway, so Liahi is a brand name, and they make macaroni and cheese that's vegan and delicious, and it says so
right
on the label.
It says vegan and delicious on the label, and if it wasn't delicious, it wouldn't say that.
Right.
And they also make vegan gluten-free and delicious.
Yes.
Macaroni and cheese.
Which is also true to its name.
Mm-hmm.
But Liahi Foods is, I don't know, I mean, the first time I ever saw this and I ever bought it was at a National Animal Rights Conference, and I bought two packages of it, and we ate the first one, and it was so amazing that I hoarded the second one for months.
Oh, sad.
Because I didn't, you know, I didn't want to do a mail order thing, and it wasn't available anywhere in our area, and I loved it so much. So then when the Animal Rights Coalition opened up the store Ethique Nouveau, and, you know, they were thinking about, well, what do they want to carry in the store, I lobbied really hard for this product, and I'm so glad that we carry it.
Oh, people come in and they just stock up on that
stuff. I know.
Stuff.
What would happen in the for people would come in, they would buy one, and then they would come back and buy like six.
Yeah.
Because they loved it so much. And it is amazing and wonderful. So we will have, can we have a link on there?
We can have a link on
our, on our blog so that people can buy this online. It's the thing about it that I always tell people is the pasta is pretty soft.
Mm-hmm. It cooks in like 5 minutes, like on the stove type stuff, you know, where you'd normally be cooking mac and cheese for like 8 or 9 minutes or pasta for 8 or 9 minutes.
Yeah.
This seriously cooks in like 5 or 6 minutes. You're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is done already.
Yeah. It's wonderful. But the gluten-free one, it does take about, I don't know, like 13 to 18 minutes.
It's not even that long. I think I accidentally got the gluten-free one once and it didn't hardly take any more time.
Oh, well... I think, well, okay. It does take a little bit
more
time.
Maybe it says on the package. I suppose it depends on if you want it al dente or not.
Yes, it's true. So the macaroni and cheese stuff is great. But the other thing, too, though, is that it's more like an Alfredo sauce than a cheddar sauce.
It definitely is more like Alfredo, but it's really good.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a fan of Alfredo stuff. So, yeah, it's super creamy, wonderful.
So don't expect it to taste like Kraft death and cheese and death and stuff. But... it's really good still. It's just not exactly the same.
Yeah. But it's amazing.
And it's more like Alfredo.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Do you put stuff in yours or do you just make it of a package?
Well, I actually don't ever make it because that's my husband's job.
I like to put tofu in there.
Yeah. We put peas in ours sometimes, which is really great. And also, I don't know, Brandon likes to enhance anything from a package. That's what he calls it. So sometimes I'll say... dude, just make it according to the directions because I have to tell people what this tastes like. And so don't toss all your extra enhancements in there this time. I just need to know.
Read the directions directly. They'll be directed in the right direction.
Right. So, and it's actually not really high in calories either. It's 97 calories a serving, and there's 3 servings per bag. So,
oh my gosh. That's like nothing.
It's hardly anything. And calories from fat is 21. So... it's really not bad at all. And there's 15% of your B12 in there.
Woohoo! So, Ethique Nouveau has this product. They have this one particular, well, two. They've got the mac and cheese and the gluten-free mac and cheese. Vegan and delicious macaroni and cheese.
Right.
I wanted to make sure I was seeing it right off the package. According to their website, though, they also have soups and gravy and gluten-free gravy and entrees. So they've got...
which I can tell you are not nearly as good as this.
Okay, so
yeah, sorry, Liahi, but I don't recommend the other stuff.
None of it? None of it at all?
I don't.
Oh. You've tried
single
thing.
I haven't, well.
Everything?
I've tried most everything.
Everything.
Not every single thing, but most everything.
All right.
And believe me, this is the best, and as is the cheese sauce mixed
It's
up.
Important to be honest.
Yep. So, I mean,
the cheese sauce
if it was good
to...
Ethique Nouveau would carry them. But they don't, because it's not.
The cheese sauce, though, I think is important to point out that Ethique Nouveau also has the cheese sauce alone.
Yeah.
So you don't have to get the package of macaroni and cheese if you just wanted to make a ton of cheese sauce.
Well, Well, which,
not that you have to make, you don't have to make it all at one time. You could.
But
make
we
it,
love to put it on like tofu and broccoli, or put it over potatoes. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of really good things that you can do with just the cheese sauce mix. But we'll have a link on our website.
Never fear, there will be a link.
So that you can get that stuff.
Have we ever let you down without a link? No.
No, we wouldn't do that. We wouldn't just talk about this amazing stuff and then leave you hanging. With no link. So, yes, that's wonderful. Go get you some of that. And now, my favorite.
The Green Challenge.
It's time for the Green Challenge.
Green Challenge.
Green Challenge.
There's no gloves. There's no swords.
No white suits.
Uh-uh. It's just Green Challenge.
You're just doing the earth a solid.
The Green
it's
Challenge.
It's got to be the Green Challenge. Yeah, I don't even know.
It's my favorite. So.
Well, what is the Green Challenge this time? I don't even know.
I know. It's my favorite thing. I love to pick it. So today, what I'm going to talk about, and we'll have to have a link to this because it's kind of weird. So you're going to have to help people out. So I had these people come to my house from the, Minnesota Environmental Partnership or something like that. They came over to the house and they did an energy
evaluation?
Audit. Yeah, like an energy audit of the home and to find out where we had leaks so that, like, you know, our heating was going out the way. I don't know. They did all kinds of stuff. But one of the things that they gave to us were these foam insulation gaskets, which I hear gasket and I think of like some kind of metal, like a doohickey, whirly-dirly thing that I don't know.
Something you would be in a watch or a clock.
Yeah. But online it calls it a gasket, but so it's a foam insulation, basically like a pad sort of like sheet that goes inside your electrical outlet plates or light switch plates. Hmm. So you would take a screwdriver and take off the plastic cover and then put in this foam, you know, this foam template that is cut to the same shape and then replace the cover on it. And it essentially like seals everything up so that cold air can't come in and warm air can't go out. And so it's a really little thing, but apparently it makes a noticeable difference in terms of heat.
You don't
retention.
Want to pay for electricity, do you?
What do you mean?
Well, like a couple episodes ago, you were talking about like, or maybe this was just us
no,
having a conversation.
Yeah, we haven't talked
like,
about that yet.
Unplug your toaster. Unplug your this. Do.
No, I mean, it's not that
you're like, my electricity bill's gone down like $700. I think you just don't want to pay for electricity.
No, it is seriously there. You want. In terms of being green, it's good to reduce your energy consumption.
Yes.
As you can.
Yes,
and so
it is.
From just a few simple simple things that we had done, which I will talk about more in an upcoming episode, but our electrical bill went down by 25% in 1 month.
I think we need to change this section to keeping up with the Dallas. Like, kind of like keeping up with the Joneses, but like keeping up with the EnviroDallas.
Yeah.
Like, see if you can be as green as Dallas.
Some other people, no, I am not the greenest person ever. No. This is new. This is a new thing for me, but I think it's really cool. And part of it is that like, I'm just starting to either realize or accept that being green actually is a pretty big part of veganism. Like I pretty much in the past was like, hey, I'm vegan. I'm already greener than all y'all. Like, I don't have to work hard. I'm saving water. I'm saving land. I'm saving energy.
Saving animals.
You know, I'm saving animals. Like, you ain't got
nothing
on me.
Saving people.
Yeah. So, you know, and I like to whip out that whole United Nations, you know, I can drive a car and leave my shower on all the time and I still, you know, I'm still saving more energy than all y'all. But, you know, there are still things that I can be doing more. And honestly, like, we are in a really bad global situation in terms of the environment. It is, I mean, we need to be doing all that we can without getting, you know, without scaring people into, you know, paralysis so that they won't do anything. Just saying that being vegan is great. It is the best thing you can do, but you can also do other things that
and
still help a lot.
Really, because people are kind of dumb. I'm not going to out the person that said this. They probably don't listen to this show, so it doesn't matter. But somebody on Facebook recently said, how can polar ice caps be melting? We've got 3 inches of snow on the ground in Minnesota in May. That's not quite how it works, people.
That is not how it works. Like,
just because it's snowing doesn't mean global warming does not exist.
Yeah.
And you're absolved.
Yeah. So
people.
We have there's stuff. And honestly, like, yes, the environment is important because animals live on the earth too. And so put some little foam insulation stuff in your walls and help an owl.
The animals would do it.
Yeah, well.
They would do it for you.
And as a bonus, your electricity bill will, you know, you'll like that too. You can probably save enough money to go get a package of Daya or something.
Yeah, Daya. Or Leahy's mac and cheese.
Yeah, you could do that too.
Vegan and delicious mac and cheese.
Yeah. So check out our blog because I don't know if what I said made any sense at all, but definitely these things are cool. It's a one-time thing. It literally, like, I mean, it'll take you like 15 minutes to probably do your whole house. And then you never have to think about it again. And it's just, it's done. So.
Yeah.
Yay for green challenges.
Green challenge!
I challenge you.
She challenges you.
Go do it. Okay. And now, upcoming events.
You know what we should do first?
What?
We should probably say hi to one special person.
You're right.
We have someone special, and we don't want to make her wait until the end of the episode, even though we're pretty close to the end.
She's very patient.
We do want to say hi to one of our favorite people on the whole planet, and that is Lily.
Lily, hi.
Hi, Lily.
Lily is 3.
And
she listens to our podcast.
And she's so cute, and she listens with her mom.
In the car.
Hi, Holly. We heart you.
Yeah, and so, Lily, we really like it that you listen to our podcast. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I hope to see you soon and give you a big hug.
Yeah. Okay. So now.
Yeah, let's move on.
Okay, cool. Thanks. Thank you for reminding me. Upcoming events. Again, you guys need to send us your upcoming events. There's probably a bunch of them happening in all those meetups that I just went through. But we've got the Waffle Party happening May 28th in Minneapolis. And that is from 10 a.m. to noon, 48th and Grand at Fuller Park. Bring a topping to share. Then there is the Help! I'm Going Vegan workshop.
Help!
Help!
I'm going vegan!
Yep. 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at Ethique Nouveau, also on May 28th. So come have some waffles and then stroll over to Ethique Nouveau, which is like 10 yards away.
I'll be there.
And so we'll talk about nutrition and cooking and health and environment and animals and social stuff. And then at the end, vegan mentors will come.
I'm a vegan mentor.
Yep. So Ryan will be there.
That sounds scary.
And so that people who want to have a special vegan buddy on call at all times to answer any question you have about veganism and vegan living, come get one at the workshop. June 25th and 26th in the Twin Cities is our huge Pride Parade.
Pride Festival. I'm so excited for that.
Yeah.
We're going to be in the parade. We got a booth. The Animal Rights Coalition, which Dallas and I will both be participating in, has a booth. We'll be in the parade.
Yep.
So excited about that.
And you're on the planning committee for
the parade. I'm on the planning committee.
Do you want to tell them what the theme is?
I don't know. Do I want to expose it that quickly? What if other people try to...
Oh, yeah, no. Then
let me just tell you this. It's a good one.
Just take her word for it.
Just take my word for it. It's a good theme.
Yeah.
So, I just don't want anyone, like, getting all up in our business and trying to steal our theme. And then we'll have to, like, kick some A, and I don't want to have to do that.
Yeah.
I'm a peaceful person. That's not true.
Okay. So, Pride, come and party with us. Say hi. It's fun. And then in June 11th. Oop, back it up. June 25th and 26th. I should have said June 11th before then. In Wabasha, Minnesota. Wabasha.
Yeah. You sound so Midwestern.
I did. That was on purpose.
I know, but in general, you sound Midwestern, I think. Mm-hmm. Elliot, do you think she sounds Midwestern?
Yes.
See? Do you think I sound Midwestern?
No.
Oh. Are you lying?
Yes.
Do you think she sounds more Midwestern than me?
I don't have a good ear for Midwestern.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Because we got to get an outsider in.
I know, yeah. Well, okay, anybody, we're all Midwestern.
All right, I've got it. Anybody not from the Midwest who happens to be listening to this, maybe you live in the Midwest now, but you were born somewhere else. Who do you think sounds more Midwestern, me or Dallas? And you will win some Leahy's mac and cheese. Vegan and delicious mac and cheese. Email us, Midwest Vegan Radio, We should do a blog, like, post about that. We should have a poll. Who Listen sounds more Midwestern? Podcast.
Yeah.
I don't think it's me.
It's probably me.
I think it's you.
But we'll let them be the judge of that.
Okay.
So, okay. Wabasha.
Wabasha.
Wabasha?
Wabasha.
Minnesota. Now I'm just exaggerating it. So, okay. They are having an event on June 11th. It's Vets Around the Lake. And not veterinarians. We're talking...
Veterans.
Veterans.
Cool.
Yeah. Veterans.
What about the veterinarians?
I don't know. I don't. They're,
they're not invited.
They're in the
Screw
woods.
You, veterinarians.
I know.
Get out of here.
So, Vets Around the Lake. There's going to be motorcycles, classic cars, and a booth with Small Dog Rescue of Minnesota at it.
Neat.
Yeah. So, like, go find a dog to love.
Oh.
But yeah, so, and also motorcycles and classic cars. So, actually, I'd love to learn how to ride a motorcycle. Somebody was asking me about vegan motorcycle wear that isn't leather. And I'm sure that there is something. It's like, I think it's Kevlar, maybe. But if any of you guys out there ride motorcycles and use something that is not leather to protect your bodies.
You can have my motorcycle endorsement. Because I'm not using it. Yeah. That's not how it works, but it'd be kind of funny. Because I am licensed to drive a motorcycle, but you can have it. You can have mine.
Yeah, but that doesn't work that way at all.
Elliot, do you want mine?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, that'd be cool to check that out. And that's all that I have right now because I need you guys to tell me what's happening in your town.
We would love to hear about that. Maybe we'll come visit you if you tell us.
Oh, hey, in June also, June 19th is Madison's Vegan Fest.
We'll
Madison
be there.
City Vegan Fest.
Everybody knows we'll be there. Everybody.
Well, maybe they hadn't heard yet.
Well, listen to the previous episodes first before the new ones, people.
Okay.
There's an order to these things. That's not true. Do whatever you want.
Yeah, do whatever you want.
But yes, we will be at Mad City Vegan Fest.
Okay.
As in, like, Madison. As in, vegan festival. We're going to take a road trip.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
So that's all I got.
That's it.
For today.
That's it for today.
There's always more later.
Hey, you know what I'm excited about?
What?
Vegan Iron Chef.
Oh, yeah.
When is that coming up?
Actually, that's June 4th. I just don't have it put together yet.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
We're going to have our friend Megan Duke on the show.
We are.
To talk about Vegan Iron Chef, since she went last time.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we will have to do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God. It's Megan Duke.
Hi.
That's weird. When did you get here?
I just was in the neighborhood.
We talked about you and you showed up.
Yeah, I know.
How crazy.
And I brought a couple microphones with me.
So, you know what's really, really strange is that we were just talking about Iron Chef and you were the winner last year of Iron Chef. And so, how did you win?
I just wound up getting the most donations. I think if we're doing it the same way this year, Animal Rights Coalition put on the event and whichever dish got the most donations, which all went to Animal Rights Coalition, was the one that ended up taking home the prize, and mine got the most donations. And I made a Mediterranean red lentil soup with sausage.
It was amazing.
It was the Upton's Naturals seitan.
How did you come up with that? First, let's back the truck up a minute.
Okay.
You have a blog.
Yes.
And it's called Down Home Vegan.
Down Home Vegan.
Okay. And you talk about food on the blog?
Yeah, I basically I like to stick to sort of comfort food, kind of stuff that you would see like on the back of a box or in a old time cookbook. Except I wanted to make everything vegan, of course. So when I started it, I sort of had my grandma in mind. You know, she made a lot of, you know, recipes off the backs of boxes and from really old cookbooks with horrible photography that usually called for a lot of Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip. And
I think of like church basement potlucks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's the kind of thing that you would see, you know, at a church potluck, only you'd be able to eat it if you're vegan.
So that's the reason why you're an amazing chefferist then is because you had a connection with your grandma and she gave you recipes and you decided to like veganize things and just try stuff. Cause I kind of suck at cooking. So,
well, not only that, but I mean, I know just cause we're friends, Megan, before you went vegan, you were quite a foodie.
Yes.
And not that you can't be a vegan and be a foodie, but.
Right. But I mean, I was going to, you know, French restaurants with my dad and, you know, eating some stuff that I hate to even repeat.
Yeah.
And I would watch Food Network and I would read Gourmet and Bon Appetit and Savour magazines. And
did you say Silverware magazine?
Savour.
Oh,
it's too fancy for us, Ryan. We don't know about that.
I kind of got excited about Silverware magazine. Okay.
And, you know, and I got excited about, you know, gourmet food and weird things and Anthony Bourdain, you know, kind of things. And then I read Skinny Bitch kind of by accident because I was like, oh, it's another diet book. And I read all the diet books. And, oh, this is what that's about. Oh, I didn't know that. And then I was like, well, how can I take this part of my life, this foodie, you know, gourmet part of my life, and then this new part of my life that's, you know, I'm trying to be cruelty-free and I'm trying to leave, you know, less of an impact. How can I combine the two and still have it be fun and taste good? And, you know, and I tried the, like, Artful Vegan, you know, like the Millennium Restaurant kind of things. And it's like,
have you been there?
No. Oh. But you know, I was like, oh, well, I could do things like that. But you know, I don't really have the kind of cash around to go make these like huge $500 trips to Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, well, here's all this stuff that I really like and everybody really likes, but they think that they have to give it up because they're vegan. And I'm saying, no, you don't. You don't have to give up meatloaf. You don't have to give up macaroni and cheese. You don't have to give up, you know.
Down home. Meals.
Midwest food that hot makes dish. You think about. Exactly. Hot dish.
Goulash.
With tater tots hot on dish.
It. Oh, let's make tater tot hot dish. Right now.
Okay. You guys like, can make it all yet.
You have to help. You don't get to just eat.
She's on the couch. She's got the blanket on.
She's cozy. All right, so you last year you won the Iron Chef, and you're entering again this year. And
yes,
I think the Animal Rights Coalition paired with Wayfair. Is that who it is? We can't say it's cheese or
Wayfair. Yeah,
we can't call it cheese. What is it?
We can't say it's cheese.
Okay.
And they also make a we can't say it's sour cream product. And this year, the Animal Rights Coalition and Wayfair, the contest actually has two categories, so there'll be two winners, which is really cool.
Ooh.
And the winners will be having their recipes featured on the Wayfair website and blog and tweeted and or tweet.
Fancy.
I don't know, tweeted?
That's
twit?
Yeah.
And then also...
Twat.
And also one of those... The bird. What? The bird on the computer. And... Facebooked and all of that kind of thing. So there'll be a marginal amount of fame, I suppose. And then also gift cards to Whole Foods. I think they're $20 each and gift baskets from Wayfair as well.
Oh, neat.
Which is really cool.
I kind of want to enter now, except for that I won't win. And so what's the point?
Hey, that's not the spirit, Ryan.
Well, okay.
But no, we really do.
It's about fun and giving me things to eat.
Well, yeah, giving me things to eat. And I'm all for supporting other people making food for me to try.
Exactly.
But nobody wants to eat what I make.
I like your salad.
I make wicked salad.
Yeah, we'll talk about that another time because Megan's here and we're talking about what she makes right now.
True that.
But yeah, that's way cool. So
how do you come up with, like, you're down home vegan, you're veganizing kind of obvious things. But how do you come up with, like, the crazy thing that you won with last year, which was so amazing? How do you come up with that? How did you, like, how do you come up with these crazy recipes?
Well, I, usually what I do is, like, I'll go through my cookbooks or I'll go through the internet and just start typing in ingredients and see what comes up. You know, and then I'll take that idea and be like, oh, well, that's okay. Except instead of using this, I'm going to use this. And instead of that, I'm going to use that. And I think that's what I did is I just put in you know, I was like, well, I have some red lentils and then I have to use this sausage. And so I plugged that in and I found a recipe for like a lentil stew with sausage. And I was like, okay, well, I want to use red lentils, but I want it to be a soup. And so then I just went from there. And then I just started throwing things in the pot.
Experimenting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I came up with.
Mm-hmm. You know, the other thing too, though, you do Vegan Month of Food every year too. Mm.
Vegan Mofo.
Vegan yeah. Mofo. And that I know that's a huge, big deal for you. And you also have your the last couple of years you've done theme weeks.
Yes.
To kind of break it up.
Do you want to talk about what Vegan Mofo is for people that don't know?
Sure.
Vegan Month of Food was born out of it was made up on the Post Punk Kitchen forums, and it was born out of National Novel Writers Month or National Novel mm-hmm. Writing Month, which was NaNoWriMo. And they were like, we should do a vegan one. And we'll call it Vegan Month of Food or Vegan Mofo.
Yeah.
And people who blogged were encouraged to blog every day or as much as they could during, you know, it's always been October, except last year it was November, to blog as much as they can about food during the entire month of food. And I'm big into challenging myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I'm going to do it every day. And I'm going to cook something every day. And I'm going to make theme weeks, you know.
I think I love that idea.
And then I also, because a lot of the other people on the PPK forums were like, well, we should do like a rainbow week where one day is red food. And I was like, oh, I'm going to do that. But I'm going to be like, you know, on red day, it's going to be two red foods that normally you would never see together. So I made like a tomato and raspberry gazpacho.
Oh. Wow.
And then on green day, it was like pesto, edamame pesto with grapes, you know, stuff like that. And blue day and indigo day were interesting.
I bet. What did you do?
Blue day was, I bought one of those pancake puff makers or an Able skiver. It's a Norwegian thing. You make little like puffy batter things. And they make like almost like pancakes, but they're puffs. And I made them with blue potatoes. And then I made a blueberry sauce. But the thing is, blue potatoes, when you cook them, turn almost green.
Oh.
And blueberries, when you cook them, turn kind of a Merlot color. So I did a whole post about how blue food doesn't exist.
Yeah, really? Not cooked.
Yeah.
But the stunt foods one was the craziest week.
And I still like doing stunt foods.
What stunt foods?
Well, that was the week that I did the lasandwich.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the chirpumple, which I have permanent scarring from.
Yeah, that's pretty intense. Talk about the chirpumple. First of all, I can never remember what it is, but it's chirpumple.
It was three.
Wait, let's try to guess. Chirpumple?
No, I can never remember how to pronounce it. I know what it is.
But well, I don't know what it is, though. Wait, I want to guess.
Okay.
Chorizo?
Cherry. No.
Oh. Pumpernickel?
Pumpkin.
Sure.
What? Apple.
Oh, damn.
Oh, I wasn't that's even close. A good trick.
Well, basically what it's the original concept is three store-bought cake mixes and three frozen store-bought pies. And you make the cake batter and you put it in the cake pan and you take the you know, baked pie, baked and cooled pie, and you bake it into the cake.
I know. And look at Ryan's face. She's excited.
So then you have
seriously.
So then you have three cakes that are baked, or three cakes with pies baked into them, and then you layer them.
And then you frost them. I know.
And I ended up making a...
I think your life is complete, Ryan.
I can't wrap my brain around this. I'm like, it sounds like so much sugary food and yum.
Yeah, it's been called the turducken of desserts.
Yeah, but yeah. The turducken is a horrible, stupid thing.
Horrible thing.
And I just like to say, anybody that makes a turducken, F you. I'm just going to put that out there. F you. And you know who you are. Don't do that.
Don't you go. That's mean.
It's not only me. Can I swear on our show? Chirpumples are way better.
Vegan chirpumples.
Yeah. Can I swear on our show?
Whatever you want.
I don't know. Is there a swear button?
I can bleep you if you want. But I won't.
Good to know for future reference.
But the one that I wound up making because I couldn't find a vegan pumpkin pie to save my life that without making one. And this was already an 8-hour commitment.
Yeah.
Making this. And right. That's with the ingredients already like pre-measured.
Yeah.
So mine is a cherburple. And it was a cherry pie, a berry pie, and an apple pie. And they were baked into a spice cake, a yellow cake, and a devil's food cake.
Cherburple.
And they were layered and they were frosted. And I brought a big chunk of it to...
chocolate frosting, I think.
There was 3 frostings.
Oh, yeah. No.
There was a buttercream, a chocolate, and a... lemon, I think.
I think I just went to sugar heaven. It was in my mind.
It was crazy.
It was insane.
Yeah, because you were trying to get rid of it. Because, I mean, what would you do with the whole thing of that?
Well, I've made it. Now what?
Now what?
Like, I brought a chunk of it to Thanksgiving, and I was like, Dallas, eat it.
I know. She said it in front of me, and it was in a Tupperware, and it was kind of just crumbles of different colors and frostings and pie fillings and a fork. And it was...
Yep. And she said, here you go.
And I could, you know, it was kind of like an everlasting gobstopper of pastry in my world, like the different colors. And it just, I don't know. I know that I ate some, but it never disappeared. I mean...
It was the pastry version of like a David Lynch movie.
Yeah. Or like a Lollapalooza in baked form.
Yes.
It's that kind of idea. Yes. And a Lollapalooza, does everybody know what that is? Or is that just a regional thing?
Lollapalooza? I remember. It was Bridgman's.
Yeah, I think it might be a regional.
Wasn't it like 7 scoops of ice cream or
something? No, I think it was something like 11 or 14. It was something gigantic and insane. And there was chocolate syrup and cherries and bananas whipped cream and nuts and all kinds of stuff. But it was basically like a big... I imagine like some kind of a large trophy cup.
Yeah. And then they were like, you get a medal if you finish it.
Yeah.
And it's like, and heart disease.
Yeah. No kidding.
But have you ever heard of that?
Lollapalooza?
No, never.
Okay. Yeah. I remember this.
You said Bridgman's? Like the old restaurant?
Yeah, I think
restaurant?
It was at Bridgman's that they had them.
I don't remember where they came from. I do remember that at one point I was sitting at the table with one of these things, though, and it was just gigantic. And all the different ice creams were different flavors, of course.
Mm-hmm. Barf.
So, and then, you know, you work on it for about 15, 20 minutes, and everything is melted and
kind
of congealed. And
I like to melt mine.
It was crazy. But anyway, the cherburple was the pastry version of this Lollapalooza kind of experience.
I think it certainly is
memorable. And so, and I think that's that can easily be a defining example of a stunt food.
I think comparing that to a David Lynch movie is the greatest comparison I've ever heard made in my life. That was like, I wish I had an award to give you for comparing food to David Lynch films. Can we come up with something? Can we give her something?
I'm sure we can
send you out of here with a prize today.
But yeah, that was a rough week because I did that. I did the cherburple. I did the lasanwich. I did the Luther.
What's the Luther?
Vegan glazed donut sliders.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Yeah.
With little veggie burgers. With little gimme lean burgers. And
between
day and cheese.
Glazed donuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Luther, the real Luther, is a Krispy Kreme donut cheeseburger.
Ick!
Where you use this 2 Krispy Kreme donuts instead of buns.
Ick.
And they named it after Luther Vandross, which of course, you know.
Again.
Did he die of a heart attack?
I don't know who this
guy is.
I don't want to slander his name if he died.
We can bleep
that
too. You can slander.
I don't know.
Slander away. Apparently you can swear on this show.
I want to hear about the lasandwich. I want one, I think.
It was like a loaf of French bread with a lasagna in it.
Oh gosh.
It was fairly easy. I mean, lasagna I can throw together blindfolded. You know, and then I was like, I made it because in the UK, you could buy these like in grocery stores or like convenience stores or whatever. Something called
Luther Vandross died from a debilitating stroke.
Yeah. Oh.
That was
funny.
From
eating his own namesake.
Probably from, yeah.
Sorry to interrupt. That was funny to me. Okay.
But there's something in the UK you can get, and it's, you know, when you like, go to 7-Eleven or whatever, they have the sandwiches in little triangle shaped plastic.
Oh gosh, yes, yeah.
It's in one of those. And it's like white bread with like lasagna slices in it. And it looked really boring.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And I posted a picture of it on the blog and I said, that's not a lasagna. And then I posted a picture of mine and I said, no, that's a lasagna.
Yeah.
I bet. And after that, now I have a friend named Angeline. She lives in Los Angeles. I used to work with her. And hi, Angeline. And she likes to throw lasagna challenges on my Facebook page. And so that's how I came up with the pizzagna last week.
Pizzagna, which is a lasagna pizza.
Yes.
So what is she just like, I challenge you to a lasagna?
No, she'll just throw them up on my Facebook page because she knows if she does that, I'm going to make it.
What? So what would they look like?
So she makes up the...
No, she'll find like some article online and be like, oh, you should make this. And it's like, oh, now I have to.
Oh, perfect. Well, now, Dallas, we know that if
now
we ever
know
want
that
Megan
that's
to make
case.
Something,
mm-hmm. yeah.
we just need to put it on her Facebook page and be like, what up? Make this. And then she has to.
Apparently.
Anyway, so, yeah, if you want to see, like, those stunt items, they were done last November, and they're on the blog.
They are, and it's worth looking at.
Tell us the name of your blog.
It's www.downhomevegan.com.
Okay.
Yeah. Amazing. Oh, you know what? Actually, I want to say what we had for Thanksgiving this
okay.
past year.
The beast
that Megan made for, because we kind of, Brandon and I have like stray vegans over to our home on Thanksgiving, essentially. Just like anybody who doesn't want to deal with their family on Thanksgiving can come to our house and
you
we will.
A homeless shelter for vegan, I don't know.
Did well, not like orphans, but just vegan kind orphans? Of like, just if you just do not want to deal and you want to come hang out with other vegans and... you know, have Thanksgiving with us. That's cool.
Now you're going to have like 50 people show
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah, really? Well, but yeah, so Megan made the beast for Thanksgiving dinner. It was awesome. Actually, we should have that all the time. But why don't you tell people about what that was?
Well, it was like
fantastic.
It was layered casserole of my pumpkin gravy, which I had made the year before, turkey flavored seitan, mashed potatoes, stuffing, more gravy, and it was layered and then topped with a puff pastry, but the thing was about 6 inches deep.
Yeah.
I'd say.
It was in a, I don't know, but it was in a
croissant casserole, so it was like about this deep.
It was basically a Thanksgiving in a pan,
mm-hmm.
and it was awesome. So we cut it up and, you know, it instead of having a whole bunch of different dishes that you passed around, it was very efficient.
Is that what Brandon had brought and made something at a different time? Didn't he show up over here once with, like, some crazy thing in a pie that was, like, Thanksgiving
oh,
in a pie?
No, I don't think that was here. I don't think he's made that.
I swear it was. Maybe it was on New Year's.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. But Brandon does most of the cooking at our place, too. He might have tried to do another one of those, but I don't know. That was pretty incredible. And the pumpkin gravy is awesome if you have a recipe for that. I don't know if you share that or if your stuff is secret or not, but
I've never written it down, but you know, I can totally throw that up on the blog.
Yeah. You should put it on your blog. And when you link to this podcast episode, so mm-hmm. that people can know, cause the pumpkin gravy is amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Awesome.
It's like,
I want to try it.
Gravy just doesn't, any other gravy just doesn't measure up after you've had it.
Yeah. Mm. It's really, really good.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Are you going to, you're not going to share with us what you're making for this Iron Chef?
No.
No.
No. I want it to be a surprise.
Are you
going to
give us any hints at all?
No.
No. It's not a dessert. How's that?
Whereas my husband is considering making a dessert out of one of these products, which will be interesting if he does it. So unfortunately, though, it always ends up that I have to taste test
70 like, different things.
No, it's basically the same thing, tweaked slightly, and I need to taste test it at least 6 times, if not closer to 8. And he always expects detailed feedback. And it's like, after you've had the same thing, basically, the 4th time, what else are you going to say? You know, not much. So
I'll try it.
Yeah, I was certainly... Although
you can't try it, Megan. That
no,
would be cheating.
Say, oh, that's fantastic. Blah.
It really needs some, like,
needs about 2 tablespoons of cayenne pepper.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. That's exactly what your dessert needs.
Yeah, really. Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming and chatting with us.
I am so honored to be here.
Yeah, thank you.
It was fun. Yeah. Do we have anything else to talk about? Oh, hey, when is it? When is the Iron Chef? I think we might have mentioned it.
Yeah, we've talked about it a few times. But, yep, June 4th. If you're coming to taste, it will be at 1 p.m. If you want to compete, contact the Animal Rights Coalition, and they will hook you up.
And bring your dollars if you're, even if you are competing.
Bring your dollars.
Bring your dollars.
Yes, bring money.
Because
that's how they determine the winner.
That's how you get to taste, too. I mean,
so it's like,
oh, that looks so good.
It's like amazing food and money going to the Animal Rights Coalition.
That's right.
Which is like the best thing ever.
Totally fun.
Money to help animals, eating awesome food. Money helping
and
animals,
prizes.
Eating awesome food.
And prizes.
Well, yeah, but not everyone gets the prizes.
Well, nobody's a loser in a room full of vegan food.
That's right.
That's what Megan always says.
Oh.
I know.
I never heard you say that.
Well.
I've known you for a long time. I never heard you say that. I think Dallas is making some SHIT up right now. Can
no,
I spell swear words?
Like, I think I said that like at the first Iron Chef. I was like, don't be a jerk because no one's a loser in a room full of vegan food.
It's true. Because we don't
what
want
the jerk part about?
You know,
well,
like,
with the competition.
I'm totally going to beat you, you know, which I already do to Brandon quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that's true. So nobody's a loser in a room full of vegan food. Everybody remember that. Go forth.
I think we need shirts that say that.
I know. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Look at me nodding. That's great radio.
Yeah.
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 Thanks, everybody.
All right.
I think we're done.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time.
We'll see you later.
Bye.
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 Bye.